Our guests today on the cafe are the Front Bottoms, a duo consisting of singer-guitarist Brian Sella and drummer Matthew Uchich. They are from Bergen County, New Jersey, far north Jersey, and they've been friends since they were 8 and 10 years old, respectively. They self-released a couple of albums and came to the attention of the New Jersey label Bar None, who've released their self-titled album back in September. They're going to join us on stage at World Cafe Live. We will talk in a bit, but let's go to the stage right now and hear this song called Father.
With a baseball bat, he is screaming and crying for help. And maybe halfway through, it has more to do with me killing him than it ever did protecting myself. And I believe, Dad, nobody's perfect. But I believe that you were pushing your luck. It just sucks it played out like this. A terrible movie, none of the actors even gave enough. But you look good tonight, girlfriends. Can I sleep in your bed? And when I crawl out in the morning, can I stay inside your head? 'Cause you were high school, and I was just more like real life. And you were okay, okay as a girlfriend, girlfriend. I was just more like his wife, and it is okay. I'll wear the makeup, I'll do whatever he wants all night. 'Cause you were okay, okay as a girlfriend, girlfriend. I was just more like his wife. A long, 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 long time ago, my great, 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 great grandfather took something that did not belong to him, and that is why today I have an eagle in my veins. I am part Native American, and I am leaving as soon as I come. And as soon as I come, you'll probably forget my name. I hope I fall asleep at the wheel. My car on the ride home, but you look good tonight, girlfriend. Could I sleep in your bed? And when I crawl out in the morning, can I stay inside your head? 'Cause you were high school, and I was just more like real life, and you were okay, okay as a girlfriend. And it is okay, I'll wear the makeup, I can do whatever he wants all night. 'Cause you were okay, okay as a girlfriend, girlfriend. I was just more like real life, more like real life, more like real life, more like real life, more like real, more like real, more like. And I was just more like real life. And you were okay, okay as a girlfriend, girlfriend. I was just more like his wife. And it is okay, I will wear the makeup. I can do whatever he wants all night. 'Cause you were okay, okay as a girlfriend, girlfriend. I was just more like real life.
That's right. This next song.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'll do that.
It's for the bartender, though, because it's called The Beers, and I have no intention of paying for those drinks I had. Thank you so much.
My name.
It's called The Beers. Thank you so much.
Robin.
The windows I came through.
Live on stage at World Cafe Live, we're listening to a concert with the Front Bottoms, who joined us today. Brian Sella and Matthew Uchek are here, and Drew Villaforte is,
yes,
plays a multitude of things. Well, there's a bunch of samples that I guess, Matthew, you
yeah,
that's
so,
you.
Yes, that is me.
That is you. You guys have been a duo for a long, long time, and I put that... previous to being a band, you were sort of a duo?
Yes. Yeah, definitely. We started, it was always just me and Matt, and then it was kind of, there was only so much you could do with an acoustic guitar and drums, so we started just sort of in the studio. I would play, like, electric guitar, do a bunch of other stuff, and then the live sound was definitely lacking. People were like, this isn't what it sounds like. So we brought Drew, and Drew's, he's kind of the only reason why we sound good live, I think we could say, but it's just, yeah, me and Matt.
But Drew is great. Thank God for Drew.
Yes.
Well, no, so you guys met when you were in, what, elementary school?
Oh, I was in second grade, and yeah. Brian was in fourth grade.
Do you remember the fateful day?
Do I remember?
I don't know. Well, I think my older brother, whose name is Brian, was in Brian's grade.
Yeah.
And I guess they were just, you know, they kind of clicked, and then Brian would be at my house, and I would have no friends. So I would hang out with them.
I was like, I like Matt more than I like you, Brian. Start hanging out with him.
Now, what music were you all listening to then?
At the time, it was kind of just like whatever my older sister was listening to. She would just pass it along. So it was like a lot of pop stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it didn't get much deeper than that, to be honest. Until I got to college, my roommate listened to a lot of different type of music. So that's where I got a lot of my influences from.
And Brian, when did you start actually writing?
I would always kind of write like little poetry, just like little stuff like that. And then I was like, I could play a guitar to this. I could play a couple chords to this. So probably like
high school, right?
Yeah, high school, like sophomore year of high school, maybe.
Did any of those songs stick?
Yeah, actually I had written like 12 songs and then my mom got me a gift card to record in like a studio. So I was like, Matt, quickly, like, let's make these songs. So those, that whole first album that we put out is really.
I found my drum set and I put it
together. Yeah, yeah.
Well, the drums guitar duo is not unique anymore. There's a lot of those around there, but it's really effective for you guys. Matt, do you think a lot about what you're going to do to accompany these things, to move things along?
Usually, no. It's just whatever I feel like. You know, Brian writes most of the song. He writes all the lyrics, and then he writes like kind of like a rhythmic part. And then I'll just like listen, and I'll be like, do I want to make it like, you know, how do I feel? How do I want to express it right now? And if I want to make it like happy, then I'll just do something like dancey-ish happy. It like works like that.
He'll smile the whole time he plays.
Yeah.
Yeah, but both of you smile a lot. It's funny, man. Because some of these the lyrics infer a lot of darkness. Don't always actually have them in there. But I was watching a bunch of the videos and Brian, you're always smiling.
He's happy.
Thank you. Yeah, very happy. Sometimes.
So music has worked out well in that way.
Yes.
Well, a lot of people are kind of tripping over themselves trying to describe this music. How do you describe it?
Acoustic, indie,
pop
mixed with dance influence.
And sometimes we'll just, people will be like, oh, what type of music do you play? And I'll look at them. And I'll try to say what I think that person likes.
So,
if I'm talking, I'll be like, like a jam band, sort of. And they'll be like, oh, I love jam bands. We're like, yeah, come on, come see us.
You guys are from Bergen County, which is in northern New Jersey. And for people who aren't from Bergen County, how would you describe it? And does it make any sense that people are talking to you about, you know, the pride of Bergen County and all this?
No, it doesn't. I mean, like, we don't live in Bergen County anymore, and Matt moved around. Matt lived like
high
in
school,
five different houses for high school, and I bummed around a lot. So, and Bergen County, I always describe it as in The Catcher in the Rye when he's saying how he always feels like an outsider, sort of looking in on this, because it's definitely a middle class to upper class area that we came from, but that's not me and Matt's background at all. So that's probably the reason why we connected so well at the beginning. But I like it. It's a really nice area. And Jersey definitely feels like home. When we go around the country, it's always like, oh, well, this is nice, but I want to go back to Jersey.
Well, is it hard to find places to play when you started out there?
Definitely. You know, it's just a risk.
Yeah, particularly in that area, I don't really know if there's anywhere to play.
What do you mean a risk?
Like, just trying, like... hoping that this show is going to stick, and then driving there and maybe no one even putting the show on. So you're just...
Like house shows and things like that?
Yeah, that's how we started, yes, house shows.
Matt booked all the tours just using emails and phone calls. And then it was like we'd pull up to the house or the venue that we were playing and call the number and there's no one there. And then you knock on the door and the guy's like, a show here? No, not tonight. And we're like, oh, God, come on. But and that's
like,
how we did
it. We'd be like, oh, this person told us this is happening. And they'd be like, they don't live here anymore.
That's how it worked for like the first 3 years, just kind of basements and... We played a hookah bar one time. It was a little weird, but that was our motivation, just play as much whenever, no matter who is there.
One of the things I was watching the show today is how many people, and I've seen videos where you guys play, particularly in Hoboken, where everybody knows all the words, and there are a lot of words. That must be really nice.
I would never be able to describe that feeling, but like I remember the first time when it was like a stranger. Always like my friends were so supportive of me and Matt, like, oh yeah, we'll come and learn the words. But I'll never forget like the first time it was. I was like, oh, I don't know that person singing the words. Like, this doesn't make any sense. Like, it still catches me off guard even today. People were so nice and singing the words. Like, how did that happen?
Well, let's listen to a lot more of them. We got a couple more songs. We'll go back to the stage of World Cafe Live with the Front Bottoms. Oh, I didn't ask the name question. The Front Bottoms.
Oh, yeah. That question. Yeah, all right. Well, I got it from a movie, Sexy Beast with Ben Kingsley. That was the first time I had ever heard the term used. And I remember hearing it and being like, that's pretty funny. Like, I called up Matt and I was like, we got to start a band because I got a name that we could use. And, you know, that's kind of just how it happened.
Sexy Beast.
Yeah.
Great movie.
It was going to be called Ben Kingsley and the Front Bottoms. And we were going to get on stage every time and say, Ben Kingsley couldn't make it tonight, so we're the Front Bottoms, but we figured that'd get
that old. Would get old.
Yeah, real quick after two shows.
All right. Well, this is Mountains live on stage at World Cafe Live. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Out of this hole, I love your eyes, the way they look when you're uncomfortable. I bought fireworks, a big bag in Pennsylvania. I'm gonna light it up when I get home to Jersey. They'll probably arrest me, they'll probably ruin my whole summer. Stop taking pictures with your phone. Stop taking pictures with your phone. The door sounded when she shut it. I bought fireworks, a big bag in Pennsylvania. I'm gonna light it up when I get home to Jersey. They'll probably arrest me. They'll probably ruin my whole summer. Stop taking pictures with your phone. Stop taking pictures with your phone. We'll be right back. big bag in Pennsylvania. I'm gonna light 'em up when I get home to Jersey. They'll probably wreck me. They'll probably ruin my whole summer. Stop taking pictures with your phone. Stop taking pictures with your phone.
Thank you.
That is a song called Maps, and before that, a song called Mountain. Both of those from Front Bottoms and the audience at World Cafe Live, where they performed live. Thanks again to the band for joining us today on the cafe.